Well, the announcements from National Cabinet are designed to get as many workers as possible back on the job as quickly as possible. Under the relaxed rules, some workers who are close contacts of a positive case do not have to isolate if they return a negative rapid antigen test result. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
The supply crisis, turning grocery shopping and getting to work into a bit of a nightmare, is being worked through gradually.
We're edging in the right direction. I think there's a recognition belatedly from governments that our economy is interconnected and you can't just get food on supermarket shelves by only dealing with one sector of the economy.
That's Innes Willocks from the Australian Industry Group, which represents employers from a range of different industries across the country. He welcomed today's announcement of relaxed restrictions for transport workers. But there's a way to go yet.
The economy is under enormous stress at the moment with people being kept away from work. So we need to continue to find ways to get people back to work safely but quicker.
How far away do you think we are from regular Australians going to the grocery store, not having to have a hard time getting the food and drinks that they want?
Well, we're hopeful that things will be able to improve over the coming weeks. You know, the more pessimistic view is in a month or so, the more optimistic view is in a fortnight or so. But we're hopeful that we'll be able to get supply chains working again. But the virus will peak in different states at different times, so the impacts are going to be different across the country.
Welfare groups remain on edge. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service, or ACOS.
We remain very concerned that we are placing people in an impossible situation where they're very worried that if they go back to work, they will not only be compromising themselves, but they'll be compromising the people that they're having contact with, including in the community services area, where many people who are receiving these services are also very vulnerable to the ravages of COVID. And so we did not get what we needed from National Cabinet today.
From your perspective, where's the stress most acute at the moment?
The stress is very clear. We've got people who are on very low incomes. They're very vulnerable. They're isolated. They cannot afford rapid antigen tests. We don't have any prospect of free tests available until the 24th of January, when we say they should just be made free when they are available, wherever they're available. The reality is people can't get their hands on these tests anyway. And then if you are relying on community services, of course, we do now have a big workforce problem, but we will only resolve that if we can ensure that people have access to the tests and to good PPE as well, because we cannot put workers nor people receiving services in an impossible situation of where they're very worried that they're going to be infecting each other without having the confidence of a test to back them in.
One inescapable problem remains. There simply isn't enough rapid antigen tests to go around. A reporter asked Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews if his government might be able to help business secure more of them.
The contribution that the worker is making is getting back to work to play that critical role. They're not being asked to make a contribution beyond that in terms of self-funding a mask or self-funding a rapid antigen test.
How will businesses apply to receive a stockpile of rapid tests?
It won't be for us to provide those to businesses as of right. Where we can provide support, we will.
The ACTU says it will hold an emergency meeting of leaders from all unions on Monday to consider its response to the supply crisis.
David Taylor reporting.